Yeah, I think just guys understood that we could play a different way to win football games. I think in that game you saw how dominant our defense could be. And as an offense, those two turnovers that were 14 points really cost us the game. And so just knowing when to be aggressive, when to be smart, knowing that, I hate saying it, but punting is not always a bad thing. You can flip the field. It's something that we kind of looked at in the mirror and saw, and we've executed at a higher level since then. Yeah, I think just simplifying, playing fast, letting guys go out there and just execute at their strengths was something that we always try to do, but I think we just really, really focused on that and letting guys play fast, not think, and that's helped us out a ton as this year's went on.
Patrick, I wanted to ask you about your side hustle, acting in commercials.
Mm-hmm.
How has your comfort level changed over the years
doing that? Definitely a lot more comfortable with it. You understand the process of it, how the cameras have to be set, everything like that, and I'm not going to say I'm, like, top tier yet, but I've done better, I think, as the more years have gotten those commercials in. And so I'll continue to do them, especially with State Farm and stuff like that. And I'll try to keep head and shoulders as long as they let me keep it if I cut my hair. So we'll see if we can keep going.
How do you think Kelsey does?
Yeah, I mean, Travis is built for those moments, man. He does a great job. I mean, obviously, he hosts an SNL. And then being able to shoot the commercials, it's always fun when you get a guy that you can kind of freelance or kind of freestyle with a little bit and kind of do your own thing and just show your real personality. And definitely good to have him and Coach Reed and all those guys. Yeah, it's a fine line. I mean, you want to always stand behind what you believe in and what your beliefs are, and hopefully those are the right values and the right way. But you want to also have your personal life and keep things to yourself. You just find that right spot to use your platform in the right way that you believe can help not only yourself but the world and that we live in. Just kind of football in general. I mean, sometimes you kind of get in the funk and you're not kind of able to get out of it. I thought in the second half in the AFC Championship game, obviously we were playing a really good defense, all-time defense, and they were executing at a high enough level. We just didn't execute. If you look at the film, a few mistakes here and there by kind of everybody, and that stuff that will, when you're playing a defense like that, will stall out drives, and we're playing a defense like that this week as well. And so we have to execute at a higher level in the second half of football games, and I believe when we're executing, we can score the football. He's done a great job, man. I mean, it's hard in this offense to learn everything that Coach Reed wants you to do, all the different kind of routes, how we run them versus man versus zone, all that different type of stuff. And he's done a good job of just learning from his mistakes and not making the same mistake twice and getting better and better. And that's why his role has gotten bigger and bigger as the season's went on.
Yeah, real quick, Pat, I've been asking a lot of guys in the Chiefs, get a tattoo on your face anywhere on their body for a guaranteed Super Bowl win. Some guys said yes, some said no. Shouldn't the answer be 100% yes?
100% yes. I'm doing whatever it takes for the Super Bowl win for sure.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
What about the guys that say, like, they shouldn't get it?
Yeah, I mean, it's humbling because I never thought I would be in this many Super Bowl games, honestly. I mean, you strive to be great, but you understand how hard it is to even be in this game. And for us to be in my fourth one and my 6 years of starting, it truly is remarkable, and I don't take it for granted because you never know if you're going to be able to be back in this game. Yeah, I think you got to first off take care of the football. They're very opportunistic. They get turnovers. They fly over to the football. They play hard, and then we have to match their intensity. I mean, they're a really good team, offense, defense, special teams. They do it all, and so we have to match that intensity through and through in order to win the football game. Oh yeah, definitely heard about Bobby Witt's contract, man. I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's gonna be in Kansas City for the long run, man. Just knowing the guy and how hard he works, It's going to do tremendous things for that organization because when you have a leader like that, that's young and really is inspired to make this team great, that's what you want in your league. Yeah, we talk to each other a little bit here and there, just through text and stuff like that. Obviously, I see him sometimes in Dallas. But luckily for me, we're in the Super Bowl, so I won't probably see him this offseason. He'll probably be already headed back by the time I get there. But he's the right type of guy that you want leading an organization. I think everybody knows that knows him. And he wants to do it in Kansas City, which I always think is special because Kansas City is a special place, and they get behind their teams, and you want the Royals to be in that World Series convo again. I think it's just he wants to win, man. He's a competitor. He comes to work every single day, and he's the hardest working guy in there. And whenever the competition gets harder, he plays even better. And so I think with Travis, it's just he wants the ball, but at the same time, he just wants to win. And I think I can always go out there and play with guys that we're going to put it all on the line.
What do you remember about
the first day
meeting?
Yeah, just how good of a guy he was. When you meet some of those guys that have been superstars in this league, you never know what to expect, and I think the moment you meet Trav, and I think everybody knows that's met him, is he's truly just a good guy, man. He loves football, but that family, really, they're good people that want to make the world a better place. Say that one more time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's a great football player. He makes a lot of flashy plays. He makes all the right plays. He's very even-keeled. He doesn't get too high, too low, and that's what you want to do at the quarterback position. He's a guy that goes out there and just competes. He goes out there and competes. He finds a way to win football games, and that's what you have to do in this league. I think it's extremely cool. For her to just be at the games, and obviously she's just here to support Travis in the best way possible. But I think it has done a great job of bringing more people to football and how great this sport is. Knowing that I'm a father to a daughter as well, I love that she watches the games and loves football as well. So I know a lot of fans out there get to have those moments with their kids as well. Yeah, I think the biggest thing about the dynasty is consistency, trying to be consistently great every single year, not being not getting too big-headed or satisfied with where they're at. But you have to continue to do it year in and year out, and I don't think you can really say that you're a dynasty until it's over and people will look back at your career and how you did it. And so for me, it's just trying to be great every single year, and when I look back at my career, I'll know that I gave everything I had.
Patrick.
Yeah, no, it was in T-ball. We played T-ball, and I had moved up, and I was younger than all the kids I was playing with, and I was playing shortstop. They hit me the ball. I threw it across the diamond, and it hit the kid right in the face and broke his glasses. And so they told me after that they wanted me to roll the ball to first base, and I ended up just playing first base and catching it from then on. And I didn't know. Growing up, I'd always been able to catch, throw, and stuff like that, and so I didn't know that everybody couldn't do that, so I ended up hitting that kid in the first practice. Not too many. I mean, I love sports from the beginning, all sports. I loved watching. I love playing. I mean, only other I can think of is I remember my mom used to get mad at me because I would throw, kids throw, the ball off the wall. I would throw it off the TV because I was watching TV at the same time, and she used to get real mad that I was doing that. And so I didn't ever break a TV, but she definitely didn't like that. I think just be yourself. You have to have a plan, and I think Coach Reed does a great job of having a plan for the entire week, every single playoff week. But just be yourself. I mean, go through your plan, get yourself ready to go, and then when you get on the football field, know that you're there for a reason. You've put in the work, and you just got to be the best you could possibly be. I don't know if it's photographic, because I was good in school, but I wasn't that good. I have a really good feel for if you show me something one time, especially on a football field, I remember it. So that there's times where blitzes will come up from 3 or 4 years in the past, and I remember the look and can kind of get ourselves in the right play. And As far as football, I'm pretty good at remembering that stuff. Yeah, just a great person, man. Someone that truly loves the game of football, works his tail off every single day, and gets the best out of his guys, especially his quarterbacks. And so I'm excited for him to have another opportunity in the NFL. I thought he did a great job in Arizona, especially with the offense. And so I think he'll do a great job in Washington getting that offense going. Yeah, I think he always believed in me from the beginning, even when I wasn't getting a lot of offers coming out of high school. And then when I got there, he evolved the offense to really fit my game. And I think that's what you have to do as a great offensive coordinator in this league, is you have to evolve the offense to fit the guys that you have. And I think he's done that everywhere he's been.
Patrick, what's the difference you see out of the 49ers under Steve Wilks? Last time you faced them, DeMeco Ryans, Robert Saleh in the Super Bowl. What are the differences you see out of this defense under Wilks?
Yeah, Coach Wilks is a great defensive coordinator. I mean, I've played him in a couple spots, and he does a great job of game planning, different blitzes and stuff like that, and he's always throwing a wrinkle in there. The two defense coordinators that were before him were great coaches. I mean, that's why they're great coaches where they're at right now. And so they were a great scheme, and he's done some of that scheme, but he's put his own stamp on that defense. And as far as his pressure packages, his different coverages, he obviously has done the stuff that they've been great at for a long time. I think he's done a tremendous job with that, but he puts his own stamp on the defense, and that's something they wait to be prepared for.
How's it feel? How's going against Traverius Worthy? How's that feel?
Yeah, no, Traverius is a great player, man. I remember when he first got to the Kansas City Chiefs, coming. Then we got him off like a practice squad training from the Cowboys, and you can see from day one he was going to be the starter from the way he played. And he's a physical guy. He'll get up in your face. He challenges you. And then whenever the opportunity comes, he'll be aggressive and try to go make the play. And so I'm happy for him, man. He's done a great job in San Francisco, and I'm glad he's getting the shine I think he's always deserved.
Have you threw a touchdown to Travis in the Bears game where you said after that you kind of made up the route? When was the first time you kind of did that and how did you build that deep?
He's always kind of done it, but that one was pretty extreme as far as completely changing the route. He has a good feel for the defense, and I think what makes it even more special is he has a feel for the entire concept of the play and the quarterback's timing. And so he'll get himself open and get himself into the window without getting other people covered. And that's something that he's developed just with a ton of repetition and a ton of routes. Oh, 100%. We go through that every season, and I think Rasheed's done a great job of learning that early in his career, and so has other guys that I've played with. And I mean, obviously Travis is at a level that not a lot of people will be able to reach. But those guys sit there and listen to how he talks about football. They listen to how I talk about football, and we try to get ourselves on the same page. And Coach Reed gives us that freedom that we can adjust routes kind of on the fly. But it comes with a lot of repetition. It's not something that you can just do rolling out of bed. You got to make sure you rep those things, and guys have done a great job learning. Yeah, I think Coach Reed does a great job of it. I mean, obviously he's had the seasons to learn how to really perfect it, but he does a great job of letting the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinators kind of have their stamp on the game plan. But at the end of the day, he always says he has 51%. So whenever he feels like he has a feeling and he wants to maybe call the play that he's feeling or call a timeout or put us in a certain situation, whatever that is, he'll put his stamp on the game. And I think he's done a great job of that, and he's built trust with his coordinators to be able to kind of manage the entire football game. I honestly don't know. Even when Coach Bieniemy was here, I don't know exactly who's calling every single play, but from being on the headset, I know that everyone has influence in the game and everybody installs different parts of the game plan, and Coach Reed trusts his coaches to go out there and make those calls whenever they're there. And I think at the end of the day, he has 51%. He'll call the plays whenever he feels like calling the plays, but he trusted his coaches to call plays whenever throughout the game. No, Coach Nags is the one that's talking to me throughout the entire game, and it's just great open communication. And I know, people really emphasize who's calling the plays and who's calling whatever, but everyone has their stamp on the game plan, and I think that's what makes us so great, is Coach Reed allows guys to do that.
Patrick,
Yeah, I think just we all got on the same game plan. I mean, we battled through adversity, we battled through challenges, and we figured out what we were best at. And that's what you have to do in every football season is you want to find out what you're best at. Hopefully next year we can find out a little bit earlier than we did this last year. But that's part of the process, and that's what's got us here is that we get what we're best at and do what we're best at the end of the year and in the playoffs, and that's what you have to do in order to be great. I think it's really cool that football has expanded worldwide and that we have an impact on this game that I love, and everybody is seeing it, and players are coming from all across the world now. And we want to continue to do that. That's why you see the NFL going to Brazil next year or to Germany or to England, whatever that is. And I just want to keep expanding this game that I love and show how many good things it is bringing people together and showing the love for the game that we all have. Yeah, I mean, I've only won two Super Bowls, so there's a couple other guys in front of me before I even get close to chasing Tom. But, I mean, all you can do is just try to be your best every single game, every single day, and that's what I try to do is I try to go out there and play my best football, and hopefully my best football is good enough to win this third Super Bowl. But all I can do is be the best me I can be every single day, and then I'll do that again next year and the next year after that, and hopefully that's I at the end of my career I can say that I'm close to Tom. Yeah, the guys just continue to work. I mean, that's all you can ask for any player. And I feel like I didn't play my best football in the regular season as well, and everybody's just trying to continue to work to get better and better. And now we're all, I believe, playing our best football the entire season. But it's going to take our best in order to win this game. And so I'm just going to trust my guys to continue to work this week and prepare ourselves for a great game.
Talk about the mental side of the game going into the Super Bowl this year. Long season, difficult road. Talk about the mental side of your game.
Yeah, you just take it as a day-in process. You just want to make sure that you're the best you can be every single day. And it's a long season, and we've had a couple long seasons back-to-back now, and that's what you want. You want to be playing all these football games. You never want your season to end because you never will have that same team again, and I think guys have handled it the right way. Oh, man. I was always a baseball fan, so I don't know if there was one quarterback, but I would probably say I liked watching Aaron Rodgers. I liked watching Brett Favre. I liked watching Matthew Stafford. Guys that were kind of extending plays, making plays happen. I liked watching Tony Romo a ton. Been growing up in that East Texas area, being a Cowboys fan growing up. And so there was a lot of guys that I watched, and I try to model my games after and try to make the stamp on the game that I have. And that came from watching a lot of great quarterbacks. Yeah, I think just you learn a ton being a father, man. You learn how to be patient. You learn how to try to really boost people's confidence, especially your kids. And through seasons like I've had this last year, it's not never losing hope or never going negative in adverse times. Just continue to boost people's confidence. Continue to strive for hard work and really being patient. And it's done a ton for me on who I am as a person. And I'm just glad I get to experience it every single day. Yeah, just knowing that it's going to take your best every single day. I mean, just any experience that you get in the Super Bowl is a great experience. And we understand it's a long week, but at the same time, we're here to play a football game. And I think having that experience will be great for us planning and getting ourselves ready to go for this game against a great football team. So I usually have some eggs in the morning, and then I'll either have a little bit of steak, a little bit of hash browns, and just try to get some carbs in there. But it's hard to eat, especially on big games like this one, but I'll make sure to eat a little bit. No, it's part of it. I've always enjoyed it. I mean, just being able to have this platform and speak and try to be a role model to other kids growing up watching. It's part of it, and obviously you enjoy the football more than anything, but you definitely enjoy this platform and the opportunity to do this. Yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody wants to get paid. Everybody wants to make a lot of money. That's part of any profession. And I know that I'll be able to take care of my family for a long time. But at the same time, I want to have freedom to have a lot of great players around me and for other guys that have had this success to get paid as well. And so I think I've done a great job with the Chiefs, with Clark Hunt and with Brett Veach and Coach Reed, all the whole organization of trying to do whatever it can to make money and keep pushing the quarterback market forward, but also keep a lot of great players around me. And I want to win at the end of the day, and I want everybody to get paid and get the money they deserve, and that's part of building a great football team. Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I've always done is to try to be the best Patrick Mahomes I can be. And in Texas Tech or in high school, whatever that was, I always just wanted to win and compete. And I got blessed to be put in a great organization here in Kansas City. And when you're winning, everybody's going to boost you up like that. And so all you can do is just stay level-headed and continue to do what you've done to get you here and try to continue to just push the bar even further.
And growing up in a baseball household, you also played basketball. When did you know that football was your calling?
I didn't know until going into my junior year of college. So I always thought I was going to be a baseball or basketball player. That was my hope and my dreams growing up. And then when I got to college, I still thought I was going to be a baseball player. And it wasn't until I stopped playing baseball after my sophomore year of playing quarterback at Texas Tech that I thought maybe I could go pro in football. So it took a long time, but I found the right path. I'll go with this one right here. Just because I'm always down for a good time, and the Super Bowl in Las Vegas can't get a better time than that. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think it's just he's such a great person, and he truly cares about you as a person more than he'll ever care about you as a player. I mean, he wants you to be the best human that you could be when you leave the building. And so that's just inspired me to continue to get better and better, not only at my craft, but at being a dad or being a brother or whatever that is. And I think that's something that I strive to be every single day, is the best person that I can be. And that comes from a leadership that Coach Reed has in this building. Yeah, it's all. So knowing Steph, man, it's always cool when you get compliments from him, man. And obviously, he was talking about I need to work on my form shooting a little bit. But I was hooping a little bit and doing some things. But I definitely feel like it. It's part of my quarterback position is being a point guard and being able to distribute the ball on the run, making quick decisions, filling out space. And that's how the NFL's played these days. It's filling out space, making those decisions quickly, and that's what the point guard position's always been. No comment. Yeah, I think I've always said just follow your dreams. No matter what that dream is, no matter if no one believes in you, make sure you just strive and work hard and try to follow your dreams. And I think that's something that you could always live with yourself and know that you're going to be happy to know that you gave everything you could to achieve your dream. And if it happens or if it doesn't happen, you'll always be happy because you know you did it. Not necessarily. I just try to enjoy the ride, enjoy the day. I know that it's very humbling to be in this game again, and it's something that I don't know if I've really taken in like I probably should have. But when you're in the moment, you just try to enjoy the moment and be present in the moment, and that's something that I've always tried to do. And knowing that I never know if I'll be back in this moment again, I just want to make sure I'm not looking too far ahead and not enjoying it for what it really is. Yeah, he continues to get better. He's a competitor, and he wants to win. And all you want to do in this league is get better year in and year out. And you've seen that from Lamar. I mean, it's hard when you win the MVP that first season to strive to be even better, and he's done that. And that's why he'll probably be winning the MVP here in a couple of days. And it's someone that I hate going up against because I know that he's going to make plays all over the football field.
That's great. How has it been going on
yeah, I always FaceTime them whenever I'm not with them and talk to them throughout the day. Bronze is running around now, starting to walk. Sterling's loving it, being able to be on vacation and everything like that. So hopefully I'll get to see him throughout the week when I get some free time. But it's always great whenever I get to talk to him. They're already here, so they are already here. And I'm gonna hopefully get to get over there maybe today or tomorrow and see them. But at the same time, you got to get your stuff done in the building. So it's always great to have them there with me. And Sterling's running the household, running around the house and seeing every single room in there. Yeah, I think she's close to breaking it maybe on Super Bowl Sunday. So I don't know if I'll get to see it, but a tremendous player, a tremendous person from every time I've met with her and talked. You can tell she loves the game. She loves playing at Iowa, and it's going to be one of the best women's basketball, one of the best college basketball players to ever play, and then go to the WNBA and dominate there as well. Hopefully I never have to play her one-on-one because she'll for sure be getting buckets on me. Yeah, no. First off, he's a Texas guy, so I mean, I always love when the Texas quarterbacks are out there having success, and everybody talks about the sidearm throws and the no look passes. I mean, I that's from watching guys like Matthew Stafford play that I've been able to do it, and I kind of got some hype coming into the league. But I think if you watch the film, he was the guy that kind of started that stuff off, him and Brett Favre, and so it really is cool to be able to kind of be along those guys now. And be able to kind of have my own impact on the game. But those are the guys that I watched influence me to be the quarterback that I am.
How has your children impacted
you? Yeah, it teaches you that there's more than football. I mean, it truly is. And I mean, I love football, and I put everything I have into this game. But at the end of the day, I want to be the best dad that I can be. And I want to be the best role model that I can be. And having my own kids, it teaches me to be patient, to really boost their confidence every single day. And at the end of the day, they're going to put a smile on my face when I go home. So even when I'm in some of those struggles that I had during the season, I get to go home and know that they're going to have that smile and cheer me up every day. Yeah, my why is my kids now. I mean, just to be able to show them that dad can achieve his dream because he's worked hard every single day for that. Hopefully that inspires them to go out there and achieve whatever dream they have growing as they grow up. And so I'll try to be that role model every day. Yeah, I mean, I was that kid growing up that looked up to baseball players or sports icons or whatever it was, and that's inspired me to be on this level, and I want to make sure I inspire kids to do the same, and no matter what their dreams are, if that's sports or if that's lawyer, doctor, whatever that is, I want to just show them that they can achieve their dream if they work hard enough. Yeah, I think it's just guys continue to work all year long. Even through our struggles as an offense, guys continue to get extra catches. They continue to work on routes or whatever that was, and it paid off. I mean, just if you continue to put your mind to it, eventually things are going to turn, and that's what the guys did, and that's what I try to do every single day, and it's gotten us to this point. Yeah, it has to. I mean, whenever you have a defense playing at this level, whenever you have some of those opportunities where you might have taken that chance in the past, you don't. You go to the check down or you go to the next read because you know that your defense, even if it doesn't work out, is going to get a stop and get you the ball back. And I think I've learned that about playing the quarterback position is you have to be the best quarterback for your team. You can't be just the best quarterback or the best stats or whatever it is. You have to find a way to win the football game, and that's what I've tried to do this year. Yeah, I mean, it's something that has always been something that's inspired me every single day to be the best person that I can be. And in order for me to be the best football player that I can be, I have to be the best person at the forefront. And that's something that faith has really inspired me to do. And obviously, I love my family. I think everybody can see that every single day. And my kids, I want to be the best role model for them. And then after that, football comes. And I'm going to put everything I have into football, but I have to be the best role model and father figure I can be every single day. Love Story by Taylor Swift. I think I learned that we had the right mental mindset. I mean, I think that was the thing, is no one hung their head, even though there were some tough times. Everybody continued to work and continue with the process. And that's what you need in great football teams, is even when adverse times come, you have to keep pushing and get through it. And that's what prepared us for the Super Bowl run. Yeah, but I think that's more for being a role model. I never think about legacy as far as football or achievements or Super Bowl rings or whatever that is. I just want to be the best role model that I can be, and so that's what I try to be. And obviously, we all make mistakes, but I try to learn from those mistakes and be better for that. And I remember my godfather, LaTroy Hawkins, talking to me about what I tweet when I was like 14 years old. And that, because he said that stuff will always be out there and something that people can always look up. And so I look at legacy in that way, is I want people to look at me and think about the football player, obviously, but think about more about the person that I was every day.
Hey, thanks, guys.